I want to begin by thanking Tony Marks, Carl Forzheimer, and Pauline Yu for helping to arrange this forum, which is the sixth in a series of regional forums. And these forums are going to be a crucial part of the work of the American Academy's Commission on the Humanities and Social Sciences. And I also want to express special thanks to Jean Strauss for all of her help in putting this program together, Ann Thornton, Daniel Wong, Brian Hurley, James Murdoch, and the rest of the staff of the New York Public Library, and John Tessitore of the Academy staff. Thank you all. You can see supporting the humanities takes a village. The American Academy was asked to form the Commission on the Humanities and Social Sciences by four leading members of Congress, Senators Lamar Alexander and Mark Warner, who both were mentioned last night, and Representatives David Price and Tom Petri. And while they are ideologically different, they all are committed to the idea that the state of federal support and federal interest in the humanities and social sciences really needs to be rethought, and at least we need to make an argument, we, the humanities community and beyond, a better, louder, clearer voice for the importance of these disciplines. When I originally went to speak with Lamar Alexander, it was after the Office of Management and Budget had not put any money for the humanities in the Stimulus Act. And I was wondering why again, and members of the Academy were saying, you see, we just don't count. And the gentleman I spoke to at OMB said, but you just don't ask, and you don't ask together. You kind of come around looking already negative about it. So the idea was to try to form a positive voice. And Pauline and I and Don Randall and a few others got together and said, let's try yet again to have a national report. This is not the first report, although this is the first that was asked for by Congress. Given this distinguished group of writers and scholars, I think it is important to emphasize the Commission's charge is broad. More than any particular discipline or educational institution, we are interested in the intellectual strength of the nation, the literacies and competencies that are so critical to our students, our readers, our workforce, and our leaders. Edith Wharton, the great documentarian of New York life, once said that, quote, the air of ideas is the only air worth breathing, unquote. The Commission wants to make sure that the humanities and social sciences remain a part of the air we breathe.